You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's check in with our guy, Charles Holman, Minnesota spokesman recorder. He joins us now here on the Late Show News Talk 830 WCCO, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Charles, how you been, man? Happy holidays.
Same to you, Henry. Thank you for having me. Good evening to everybody, and happy holidays. Happy, Merry Christmas, and happy Hanukkah.
Did you ask
for... Oh,
go ahead.
Also,
happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, too.
Yeah, happy... I got your back. Did you ask for the snow today or what?
Man, I never asked for snow, man. my list been thrown away years ago. I asked for 70-degree weather in December. That's what I asked for every year.
I hear you, man. I hear you. All right, so let's start with this. One of the big stories of the day, and we talked about it a little bit earlier this hour, Kevin Garnett will be welcomed back to the Timberwolves organization as the ambassador of the team. Just your thoughts on Kevin Garnett coming back here. We eventually expect his jersey to get retired and put up in the Raptors. Your thoughts?
It's long overdue. Sad that the rancor that happened between ownership and him got to the point where he didn't feel welcome anymore. So I'm glad that he deserved all the accolades he's supposed to get. And I look forward to covering the jersey retirement. I look forward to talking with him again. It's been a long time since him and I sat down, and at least he always made fun of me, so that'd be funny. And he always called me old man, so now I know I'm going to get it now.
Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. You're really about to get it now. You're really about to get it.
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about the team on the court that currently is constructed and playing. I got to be honest with you. I've been saying this, and nobody wants to side with me. And I'm fine. I'll stand on the island by myself. I don't think to this particular point this year in the season that this version of the Minnesota Timberwolves has played good basketball. Their schedule has not been tough. They've been very inconsistent. They have – and I know that Ant has missed more games this year than he typically would miss and stuff like that, whatever. And I get that we don't have Nikhil Alexander Walker, and he moved on to Atlanta, and he's playing well in Atlanta. But the bottom line is, I got to call it how I see it. I don't think that they play well at all this year. And there's been games where Anthony Edwards hasn't played all that well. Yeah, he's got numbers, which is empty calories to me. But what is your take on how they've been this year?
It's something to miss with the team. You know, everybody keeps saying it's a point guard issue. I don't think that. I think there's something amiss, and we're not catching on to what's going on. I think that you see a lot of head scratching. you know, and just seeing things just don't seem to be clicking. I wish I knew, I think, they have not played well. And if the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. They are not a playoff team right now. They are not showing a team that you think all the preseason hype was that they're going to make that next step. They're ready to make the next step. Right now, you're taking the next 8 steps backwards. So unless things change, and it could, but right now they're not playing like a team that's supposed to be looked at as a possible finals contender.
I'm with
you. They don't look like that right now. They look like an average team, you know, a team that you don't know who's going to show up every night, and you get there and you say, okay, they're going to play well now. Oh, here we go. They're not. It's a head scratcher. It really is, because this team is better than that. It really is. But it's not showing it at all.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you, Charles. All right, we're talking to Charles Allman here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. And with all of that, like, I'm not saying that they can't, you know, evolve over the course of the year, because I do think that Chris Finch has done a pretty good job the last couple years of getting these guys into a rhythm, typically about middle of the season, later in the season. But he's got a lot of work ahead of him to do for this year.
I'm not giving up on Finch at all. I think he's a very good coach. Teams go through these kind of slumps, unfortunately, and it's too soon to write them off. But obviously right now they're not playing well, and something is amiss, and, you know, hopefully – things could change around. Maybe the Christmas Day game will be a turning point for them, because they don't play on Christmas Day very often. That's a special time for the NBA. So, right now, like I say, right now they're not playing like a contending team. They're playing like a team that, you know, almost like they're ready to pack things up and go south for the winter. I mean, they just don't seem there. I'm not saying they're disinterested. It just don't seem there. There's something missing with this team.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. The quarterback play has not been good this year, but I will say this. Over the course of the last few weeks, we've seen some progress, or at least some improvement, with J.J. McCarthy. What has been your thoughts on him over the course of the last month or so?
I think what happened was they threw him out too soon. I think they need to have a capable mentor veteran that could show him the things that he needs to show as an NBA, as an NFL quarterback. I think they made a mistake and banked that he was ready to be that man. And sometimes he hadn't shown that. I think that, you know, with a year on his belt and, you know, off-season work, I think he can be that, but right now he's a step slow. He steps slow to the pro game, and they don't. And unfortunately, when you are considered, you know, again, the Vikings preseason is considered a contender. You and your quarterback's the face of your program. You know, and if he's not doing it, then everybody else seems to not, you know, not be able to be in line step. And so it's been a disappointing year for Minnesota sports, unfortunately, that, you know, teams that we had thought was going to be very good and will do well, you know, haven't. And, you know, hopefully 2026 will be a much better year all the way around. But right now the Vikings, they need to make some answers. They need to answer some questions in the offseason. You know, are they going to go get a capable backup to be a tutoring and be somebody that he can rely on and lean on? If they're not, then they're going to have to just suffer with a young man that's hopefully will grow into this position.
All right, the other team that I wanted to ask you about, well, actually I got a few more that I want to ask you about, is the Minnesota Twins have come out and they've talked about the new limited partners and the partial sale and stuff like that, whatever. Look, however fans want to feel about the poll ads is fine, because the fans do not like, and they're not feeling the poll ads right now, and they're talking about, and they've been talking about this for years, they're too cheap, they're this, they're that, and however you want to feel. The thing that I do appreciate is yesterday Tom Pollad coming out and admitting and holding himself and the family accountable and saying, we made some mistakes. We underestimated, you know, where we were at in terms of the progress and payroll and stuff like that. I think that that's a nice jumping off point to start to at least try to regain the trust of the fan base?
I think finally you have a POLAD that understands that and listen to the pulse of the fans. I think the other POLADs was tone deaf to that. They just thought that the fans just gonna keep coming and keep going regardless of what you do. I think that was a breath of fresh air. But again, sometimes as I watched the press conference and watched the highlights of it, I thought of a Dionne Warwick song, "Promises, Promises."
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be an interesting year. You know, you got a new manager, you got a new coaching staff, you still don't know who you're gonna have in your rotation. You still don't know you're going to have him in your batting order. Can Royce Lewis come back and revert to where he was 2 years ago? Can Byron Buxton be the man, knowing that this team may not go anywhere this year? Or will he keep quiet and be silent and eventually take out his no-trade clause and move on? It's a lot of questions there. And again, training, believe it or not, spring training is almost like 6 weeks away, so there's a lot of things going to happen. But it's good to hear a POLAD say that, and hopefully that wasn't just lip service. Hopefully he will spend time understand the pulse of the fans and winning them back, because right now the fans is really down on this team,
yeah,
on all fronts. So hopefully he can win them back, and he can do that. He can do it easily by reaching out. Don't be so distant. You know, go and walk around the concourse. Go and talk to people. Do some listening sessions. It's just not hard to do that, you know. But, you know, are they willing to do that? That's always the question. But,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk some Gopher women's basketball. Man, I'm still heartbroken that they lost that game against Maryland.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To me, they were exposed for the flaw that they have right now, and that is that they don't have a true point guard. It was a struggle for them to inbound the ball there in the end when they had a 9-point lead and they blew it in the final minute, for them to get it past half court, for them to, you know, get caught up in the turnovers with the traps. What do you make of the women Gophers right now? Because I think that they have a good team. Clearly they have a good team, and I think they'll be a team that we'll see in the NCAA tournament, but that was a rough one.
That was a bad loss. just make it very simple. It was a bad loss. You can't lose a game like that and expect to be considered a contender. They always need a point guard. They need a point guard for the last couple of years. That has not changed. And, Marv Braun is a shooting guard.
Yep.
Amara Battle is a shooting guard.
Yep.
And you're trying to, you know, so what you do, and then Gigi, you know, she's a shooter. So you got three guards out there. Neither one can control a game when you need that. And like you said, in a closing seconds, closing minutes, whatever, a point guard is very crucial and very calm and very handle pressure, handle all those type of things, and everybody feed off that. When you don't have that person out there, then everybody gets panicky. And that noose gets tighter and tighter and tighter. I mean, those couple turnovers just crazy. I mean, it was bad.
That was tough.
It was bad to watch. It was terrible. Now, can the Gophers bounce back to that? Well, yeah, they did, but they're playing against non-conference opponents. You know, when they get back in the Big Ten, can they compete? And without a point guard, that's hard.
It's going to be hard.
In the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard.
Hey, Charles, the Minnesota Wild have been on fire. Then last week they made a blockbuster trade, and they get Quinn Hughes, and they remain on fire. And right now we're in the remaining final minute of the game of them playing the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they are up 5-2. So right now the Minnesota Wild can do no wrong. This team, in my opinion, they are a Stanley Cup contender.
I can't disagree with you at all. I think, you know, sometimes you have to, or sometimes a trade like that would change all your fortunes. Remember years ago, the Twins made a acquisition in the middle of the season that changed everything around. The Wolves made that big trade years ago, changed everything around. It sent shockwaves around the world, but definitely it shot a arm of resilience. It shot a success in their arms that I think they can ride on that. And I think they can clearly ride on that. The Wild should be better than they have been in the last few years. And maybe this is the case. Maybe this is the time that they're going to really ride that rave and keep going. Yeah, I would love. I've never covered the Stanley Cup Finals. I would love to do that.
Oh my gosh. Who are you telling, bro? Who are you telling? All right, man, you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Well, you know, I got 5 grandkids, right?
Which begs the question even more. Do you have that shopping done? Is Santa done already? Has Santa packed up the sleigh yet?
Not really, you know. And I hope Santa hasn't listened. Is not listening, because now Santa got lost in a couple of cases. We gotta catch up with him. But we'll have it done by next. We'll have it done by Monday or Tuesday. We're sure of that.
And before I let you go, man, I would be remiss to not ask you about the heartbreaking news that came out yesterday morning. I got the call from Coach Clem Haskins that his wife had passed away. And just talk about your interactions with Miss Haskins, because everybody loved her. She was, you know, when I talked to Richard Coffey yesterday, the one thing that he told me was that, you know, when you look at his time with the Gophers, that he was different than most of the guys because of his military background and stuff like that, whatever. And he said that there were so many guys in the program that needed that structure from Coach Haskins. And Coach Haskins was a hard ass on those players. I didn't talk to them dudes. And Coach Haskins, me and him got a really good relationship, as you know. And so I done heard stories about him making them cats run and being in their faces and all that stuff. And you know what? He was hard on those young men, but the person that would bring those kids and those young men back was Miss Haskins. And people don't understand the roles that some of these wives mean when you're talking about big time college football and big time college basketball.
She was, and I thought about that today, because I thought about reflecting on how I spent the weekend on their farm years ago, and how her and I sat and talked about her and Clem's relationship, you know, how they met, how those type of things. She was clearly the first lady of Minnesota hoops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that. I don't know if anybody else said that, but she was the first lady of Minnesota. She was the mother for all those players. Every player that came in there, she took care of them. She adopted those players. She didn't care who they were, where they came from. She adopted each one of them, and she was willing to mother them and take care of them and do the things that their mother would have done for them. because they're away from home. You know, I feel for Coach Haskins because, you know, they've been together since high school. And, you know, you lose a love like that. And I, like I said, I thought about the day when she talked about their love and how they got together and how, you know, how Clem was so lonely that he married her in college because he was so lonely. He always wanted, and they was always together. They was always together. They never, you never saw one without the other. And so, yeah, but she is clearly, and I'm writing in my piece for next week, she is clearly the first lady of Minnesota hoops.
Yeah, she will absolutely be missed, man. And the timing of this, the timing of this is just, it's doubly heartbreaking because, you know, a year ago, right before Thanksgiving, you know, Brent passed away, and now a week before Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a tough year. It really has for a lot of us. I mean, I lost two dear friends in the span of 6 weeks. It's been tough. But, you know, I'm praying for Coach Haskins because this year, I mean, you cannot even imagine what he's going through right now.
Yep.
Losing the love of his life, and especially after, like you said, just after losing his son.
Yep.
But I present with him. But
absolutely.
I think I have so much great thoughts, and I can tell you stories about her I don't think a lot of people know. But she's going to be missed. She's
absolutely
going to be missed.
Hey, happy holidays, Charles, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Same here. Take it easy now.
All right. Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Final few seconds of the Late Show coming up next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.